and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Ms. Marlene Lorendo, a lay Dominican, living in Maine and working on her master's degree at the Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley, California. The scripture is from the Gospel of Mark, and the preaching is entitled, Justice Causes Problems.
Some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and the third likewise. And the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had been married to her. Jesus said to them, Are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly misled. The Gospel of the Lord. From the Gospel reading today, we see that Jewish law took care of a widow. Her late husband's brother was obliged to marry her. In many cases, I imagine that it might have created some hardships in the course of helping a bereft widow. Today we also have many laws that are meant to make life just and bearable. What would we do without, say, stop signs, for example, and all the rules of the road? But sometimes the law, for all the good it does, also causes much extended pain and hardship. For example, if your teenager is caught drunk driving, the whole family suffers. The act of disobedience is painful enough, but now the parents must drive the teen to school, to remedial workshops, to his after-school job, etc. The law is just for one reason, but seemingly unjust as well. There are many issues like this in life. One act of justice that solves one problem but causes another. The Sadducees were worried about an unresolved temporal matter to the nth degree. They were discussing the law in theoretical detail, as we might ruminate about an injustice day and night. Is my inconvenience over what is legal occupying my entire mind at the expense of loving action? In the first reading, Paul says, Bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. And later, Jesus Christ destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Each day of our temporal lives may be like a resurrection if we can tap the strength we need to dispel agitation and harmful rumination. Paul the Encourager, in another epistle, continues along the same lines. Quote, For this momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to what is seen, but to what is unseen. For what is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal. Thank you.